France is an agricultural powerhouse, second in production only to the U.S. But French farmers have been worried ever since the European Union added 10 new members earlier this month. The change means France will have to share the EU's generous farming subsidies with other countries in Eastern Europe. NPR's Nick Spicer recently traveled to a French mountain village where dairy farmers are worried about their jobs and their future.
Workmen at the Fran Farmers Cheese Cooperative washed giant tools used to prepare cherished French cheeses, the Chouy Comté and the unctuous Mont d'Or you eat with a spoon. The co-op building sits in the middle of this ancient village of 1,700 people, surrounded by dairy farms. Around Fran, cows graze the mountain pastures, which gives their milk a special taste. This year, the local Comté cheese made with that milk won a gold medal at the Paris Agricultural Fair, a source of beaming pride for farmer Jean-Louis Berthaud. As the president of this co-op, I'm really happy, he said, because the medal reflects on everyone who participates in making our Comté cheese, the local farmers, the cheesemakers here, and the company nearby that aged and commercialized it. But Berthaud says he is concerned by European Union enlargement. He says farmers will only produce high-quality milk needed to make the exquisite cheeses if they are paid enough for it. Right now, the European Union provides money to keep prices high enough for farmers, with nearly half its budget going to subsidize agriculture. Berthaud is afraid enlargement and 10 new members in the EU will mean less money for subsidizing milk and cheese production. Even worse, he says, are international talks to liberalize agriculture. Berthaud says the World Trade Organization would like those subsidies to disappear outright. Inside the co-op is a retail cheese shop with a rich and musky dairy smell. The customers are sometimes tourists, but usually locals. Among them is Madame Simon, a retiree. Like many French people, she is devoted to food produced in her region. That means cheese here, but it would be foie gras in the southwest, or high-quality poultry or beef in central France.
I don't always have the means to pay, but when I can, I come here to buy my cheese. It's much better than the supermarket. And it's made by the guys from around here. You have to support them too, you know? It's not always easy for them.
Madame Simon remembers when her family had to give up their farm of 6 cows because you had to go big or go bust. The problem is getting worse today with the new pressures. Local dairy farmer Sylvain Marmier walks through his barn as the cows eat hay through a metal barrier. He's 35, but says he's not typical. Most young people don't want to take over the risk and responsibility of running a family farm, he says.
A lot of young people want the stability and want the quiet work and a safe incomes. So they prefer to work outside, and they have also all their weekends, all their holidays. It's an easiest life to have another work than farmer.
Marmier says he expects the numbers of farmers in the area to drop from 4 to 2,000 in the next decade. That means industrial farms will slowly take over, killing, he says, the small farmers' craftsmanship and pride in making, this year at least, gold medal cheese. He predicts the effects will go beyond the dwindling farming community because, he says, in many small villages such as Fran, farmers are the community.
We play a very big role on the activity of this area. And less we have farmers in the village, and less we have people who want to come, less we have schools for children, and less we have activity and feast and life in the village.
Marmier, who is a local union leader and has to travel a lot when he isn't tending his dairy cows, remembers meeting once with an American farmer. They agreed that their governments exchanged harsh words and high concepts in trade talks, but they themselves recognized the same simple worries in each other, just keeping the farm and making food you could be proud of. Nick Spicer, NPR News.